as the deep panted for the waters, O my soul, longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. As the deer panteth for the waters, O my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh Lord, we praise your name. We're giving you all the glory, all the glory, and all the praise, all the praise. Oh, Lord, we praise your name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we praise your name. We're giving you all the glory, and all the praise, oh Lord, we praise your name. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made, another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. On this, the 16th day of our 31 days of prayer, we have pushed past the halfway threshold, and God, we are determined to make it unto the end, to continue to travail before you, to continue to cry out before you, to continue to honor and adore you, to continue to be vessels to be used by you, to continue to move forward, God, so that your will might be done in our lives and that we may reach that prize, that higher calling, that mark, God, that you have set for us each and every day. We don't look past tomorrow. We don't look to next week. But we thank you for today, because this is the day that the Lord has made. And you made this day just for us. And we can rejoice because you made the day just for us. And we can rejoice, God, because you will keep us all day long. And we can rejoice because you will give us victory, God, each and every day. God, we can rejoice because you will protect us from danger, seen and unseen, every single day. Because you are a faithful God, because you are a merciful God, because you are a long-suffering God, and that you have a desire, God, that no one will perish. I thank you, God, that it is not just that no one will perish, God, but because I belong to you, God, I have even more blessings, God, that you have in store for me, God. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men what good things you have in store for those that fear you, God, those that belong to you. So not only, God, do you have a desire for no one to perish, but when we belong to you, God, you shower us down with blessings. Oh, God, you overwhelm us and overtake us, God, with blessings each and every day. And for that, I am grateful. And for that, I am thankful, God. So with all of my heart, God, I bless your name this morning, for you are worthy to be praised. As that deer panteth after the water brook, Lord, so does my soul long for more of thee. More of your goodness, more of your mercy, more of your presence, more of your love, more of your kindness, more of your tenderness, God. I am longing for more of you, to be more like you, to speak more like you, to think more like you, to act more like you, God. It's a desire, oh God, that cannot be quenched by things of this world. Oh God, the things of the world just turn me away, God, because there is a difference between holy and unholy. There is a difference between light and darkness, Lord, and I am working and pressing my way towards the light, God, each and every single day, because every day that you allow me to see, oh God, is a day that you have blessed me to fulfill purpose, to fulfill a plan, to fulfill a mission that you have in store for me, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, because you know the thoughts that you think towards me. God, you know the plans that you have for my life, and so I put my heart and put my hope and put my trust all in you. Thank you, God, for changing my life, for picking me up and turning me around and placing my feet on solid ground. Thank you, God, that you did not allow me to remain the same way that I was. But when you came into my life, you brought about a change. And it's not just a temporal change, but God, it's a change that is performed every single day. Every day that I rise, Lord, is another day to be greater for you, not to be like my old ways, because I have to throw those old things away, forgetting those things that are behind and looking towards those things that are ahead. Paul says, I press. I get into the press, and so it won't be an easy journey, God, this day-to-day life. But, God, every single day with you is sweeter than the day before. And so no matter what may have occurred yesterday, God, you're still worthy, God, and you still have something greater in store for us, because every single obstacle that you allow to come our way, Lord, is a stepping stone for us to go higher and to become greater in you, and for us to also put our hope and our trust in you, God, so that our faith will not waver, so that our determination, God, will not cease, God, so that our desires, God, will not fade away, but God, that each and every day they will draw nearer, grow closer, grow stronger, or go draw stronger to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that is our desire, God, to be in your presence, to be in your midst, God, because in your midst, God, there is fullness of joy. In your midst, God, there is liberty and joy, God. In your midst, God, there is renewal and refreshing, God. In your midst, there is light in that more abundantly. And I'm determined to live the abundant life, God, that you have for me in the mighty name of Jesus, not to be settled, oh God, not to be satisfied with having the least, God, because you want the best from us, Lord, so we can expect the best from you as well. And so, God, we give you our best, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We cast all of our cares upon you. We lay aside every sin and every weight. Oh God, we lay aside everything that's unlike you, God, and we get our minds and our hearts focused towards you, looking to the hills from which cometh our help, because our help cometh from you. Everything that we need, God, comes from you. Everything that we desire, God, it comes from you. So we depend upon you. And God, there's not anything that's too hard for you that you cannot handle, that you cannot bear, that you cannot overcome, that you cannot bring us through. And so thank you, God, for not being like man. Man forgets. Man becomes overwhelmed. Man turns their backs on us. But God, you are not slack concerning your promises. What you have promised, Lord, is what shall occur. Nothing in your word, God, will ever come up short of fail. You said heaven and earth will pass away before one word that proceeded out of your mouth will not be true or will fail. And so I thank you for being a consistent God. Thank you for being a promise keeper. Thank you for being everything that we are and more. So hide your words in our heart, Lord, today. Because it's your word that is a lamp unto our feet. It's your word that keeps us, Lord. It's your word that helps us to be a witness. It's your word that helps us to be a light. It's your word, God, that helps breathe light into us every single day. Hide your word in our heart that we might not sin against thee, that we might be the vessels that you have called for us to be, that we might be used for your glory so that we would walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called. This is a job. This is a daily journey. This is something that requires work and effort, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you, God, that as we walk in you and as we get our hearts and our minds shaped to be more like you, God, come no more to have your way in our hearts and our minds, Lord, that we may be the children that you desire for us to be. God, I don't want to bring shame to your name. I don't want to bring, God, a dissatisfaction to your name, God. I want to bring glory to your name. And everything that I say and everything that I do, God, I want my light to shine. I want you to be proud. And so, God, inhabit my praises. Inhabit this vessel, Lord, in the name of Jesus for this day. God, that I may make your name glorious in this place or in this strange land. But I thank you, God, because I'm not here on my own, God, but I'm here with you, and I'm here, oh God, with the praying woman, God, and I thank you, God, today, oh God, because you are a wonderful, magnificent God. You know what we need and more, Lord, and I thank you for being a God that supplies every single one of my needs. And so, God, bless us, Lord, today, as we endeavor to make your name glorious, God, as we endeavor to let our light shine. We can't do it on our own. So we won't walk by our own power. We won't go by our own might. We won't go in our own thoughts and our own ways. But in all of our ways, we acknowledge you because we need your power. We need your might. We need your Holy Spirit. We need your direction. We need your covering. So, God, do it right now. Prepare me to be a sanctuary. Prepare me, God, to be the vessel you need me to be. Prepare me for this day's task, God, as we give ourselves away to you on the day of consecration, God, today, on this day of prayer, as we continue in prayer. Oh, God, shape us and mold us, Lord. You are the potter. We are the clay, God. Make us into the vessel that you need for us to be today, oh, God, because we belong to you. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for being merciful. Thank you for looking beyond our faults. Thank you for seeing that we need you, God, not that we were sin and shame, but, God, that we were jewels in the rough, diamonds in the rough, God, that you knew what was better for us. Thank you, God, for choosing me. And thank you, God, for allowing me to say yes, for my mind not to be disturbed or for my heart not to be blinded. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, because many hearts are blinded towards your goodness today. But, Lord, you saw fit to allow me to see the light. Thank you, Lord, for another chance to say yes. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your kindness, your love, your favor. God, thank you for being so merciful, for being so awesome, for being so great, for being so mighty. So come the more and have your way, God, in us today. Honor our commitment. Lord, honor our commitment to you, Lord. It takes commitment, Lord, to pray consistently for every single day. And every single day that as I wake up in the morning, Lord, to get myself prepared, Lord, I try to put out a plan, Lord, but you guide my lips and you guide my thoughts and you allow me to pray for different people and different things, Lord. And so we thank you, Lord, because, God, your spirit does that. He makes takes our utterance, our moanings and our groanings and brings them before you and gives us what to pray. And so, Holy Ghost, we continue to submit to your will. Have your way and teach us how to pray. Teach us what to say, Lord, that you may get the glory out of our lives. What a wonderful week we've had, Lord. We pray for others, God, that we have not prayed for in a long time. Oh, God, so that we would put our lips on them to speak life into them, whether they were enemies of God or whether they were loved ones that we have not spoken with, God. We pray that you perform the change in their lives in the name of Jesus. Let our words not be vain, God, or to be inadequate, Lord, but give us what to say, how to say it, what to say, so that we may speak life into them in the name of Jesus. And then we ask for a little bit of love, God, so that your love overcomes a multitude of sin. Your love is what we need, God. It never fails. It never runs out of or on us. And then, Lord, today we thank you for salvation. Oh, God, because if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be? Honor the commitment of those that have tuned in this morning. Honor their sacrifice on this Friday. Some have the day off. Some are on vacation. God, some have just joined us. But, God, honor our commitment to prayer. Much prayer yields much power. Little prayer yields little power. And, Lord, as we continue to press towards you and travail in these 6 and 31 days of prayer, God, you have to make us stronger. You have to continue to draw us near to thee, God, because the effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. God, that means it yields results, Lord. And as we continue to pray, even if we continue to pray for the same things over and over again, you say, well, one can set 1,000 to flight, two can set 10,000 to flight, Lord. But if we gather together in corporate worship and corporate prayer, Lord, there's nothing that the enemy can do to stop us. I speak healing into the bodies of those that are tuned in right now in the name of Jesus. I will pray for the release of their finances, Lord, on those that are on this call right now. Let a breakthrough, God. We're pressing towards a breakthrough, Lord. We're marching towards our breakthrough, Lord. We're on the move to get to our breakthrough and our victory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That's in our finances. That's in our health. That's in our ministries, God. That's in the transformation of our minds, Lord. That's in our walk and in our talk, Lord. We're looking for greater. We're looking for higher. We're looking for a greater anointing, Lord. We're looking for more from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, bless us for our sacrifice. Lord, you don't allow anything to happen. Oh, God, allow us to give you more than you would give back to us. But when we give to you, God, it's not just in finances, God, but it's even in our time. When we give to you, you give it back to us, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, God. Oh, God, overflow us with your blessings, Lord. Overflow us with your favor, God. Overflow us with life and that more abundantly in the name of Jesus. So I speak breakthrough, God, on our jobs. I thank you for the new job that will come from our commitment to prayer. I thank you for the healing that will come from our commitment in prayer. God, I thank you for the salvation, those lives that will be saved, Lord, from our commitment to prayer, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for the filling of our ministries, God. You're going to send in the men from the field to sin, Lord, so that because we know that the harvest is truly plenteous, Lord. God, it's from this commitment to prayer, Lord. You're going to give us a breakthrough at our Christmas and donation of food distribution, Lord, because that's the type of God that you are, that when we pray, God, you turn it around and you bless us, oh God, above all that we can ever ask or think. And so, God, I'm way past my time. I thank you for this time of prayer, and I pray that your will might be done in our lives on this day. Have your way in us. Be glorified in us. And we love you and we adore you today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen. Good morning, saints. Our scripture this morning is coming from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, and it reads, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promises." Thank you, Jesus. "As some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." This awesome scripture reminds us of how great God is and the promises that he makes and that the promises he keeps. And not only is that, is that God is patient towards us and not willing to allow anyone to perish, and so that everyone would come to repentance. That is our mission today, is that we may let someone know that God is a merciful God, that God is a loving God, and that salvation can be there because God has its way just for them. Be bold today. Be courageous today. Allow the Spirit to lead you and give you what to say, to let your light shine today, that someone might see your good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Also, our corresponding scriptures are Acts 2, 41 and 47, Acts 4 and 4, and Acts 5 and 14. Have a wonderful day, saints. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you. Please go visit our website to tune in to the thought for the day that goes with this passage of Scripture, and to continue to join us as we march towards our 31 days of prayer so that we can enter into 2017 with breakthrough right upon us. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you. Bye-bye.